Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You guys, if you've listened over the last couple weeks, you kind of maybe had a little bit of a feel of the player or two at a position that we kind of like. You maybe made up your mind a player or two that you like. We all have kind of your draft crush at a particular position, and you guys can chime in, as I said, on the text line with this. Let's go to running back for a little bit. And look, I still don't want them taking one in the first round, let me be clear, despite maybe liking a certain running back or two, and I know you guys have a few names as well. But the name that I keep going back to that you tell me he's there in the second or third round that I'd be really intrigued by to compliment Isaiah Pacheco. This is not a guy that's going to take over and be a three-down back immediately or anything like that. There's just not that many of them. I'm talking about Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee.
Okay, so you're falling for the volunteer, huh?
Yeah, we've brought his name up a few times. You know, and I think we're all on the same page, explosiveness out of that position. Got to get some explosiveness. And you go through, and whether it's Lance Zierlein, whether it's some of our other draft experts, even Matt Miller we've had on the show, and you get their perspective on what he brings to the table. The thing you always hear is, quote, excellent burst. I can't tell you how many of the scouting report, excellent burst and speed to run outside and hit chunk plays. That's exactly what I want from a running back in this role. He's probably best case scenario, a mid to late second rounder, most likely a third round pick. So you're not having to, I don't think, reach. You're not saying, no, this is only a guy like I can give you Ashton Jeanty. Well, that's not realistic. He's going to go in the top 15.
See, your top back on the draft, Gold. He's your number one back.
Ashton Jeanty.
Turns out he's also my number one back.
But
in the draft.
In terms of a realistic name that I also think would fit well, that I really like, Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee. He's also not old like some of these other running backs. He was a junior. He's coming out as a junior there. 5'8", 200 pounds. But you get some quickness, some speed. His exact comp is someone that the Chiefs comp to a previous running back, but maybe they'll actually get that running back. And that's Brian Westbrook.
Okay. So yeah, that was the comp for Clyde Edwards-Helaire going out there. And I still wonder what would have happened with Clyde had one, he stayed healthy, but two, not be dealing with what turns out to be a lot of off the field stuff for himself, not like in a legal sense, but like in the, you know, some of the anxiety related stuff and the other issues he was having. And I'd like to point out that Clyde was a really successful back there in year one. Looked like there were some possibilities, and then it just kind of fell apart. I did way more research on this than I'd like to admit. And I think largely because more than any position in the draft that I desperately want them to for sure take, I want them to take a running back. I want them to take an explosive running back. Pacheco might not be long for this world. We know that Kareem Hunt is not. So, like, they need the future back and a guy who can help their offense now. And doing all of it, and I might give you another name later that I'm interested in some of the, I think, projected to be later round than some of the earlier stuff. But the guy I kept coming back to, and I try to talk myself out of him a couple of times because I know that they don't take players from this school. My answer is Quinshon Judkins. He is, more than anything else, an absolute athletic freak. He is, if there is a Saquon Barkley in this draft, it's him. He's like 6 foot tall and 220 pounds. He's also super fast. Like, so they mentioned burst and top line speed. He ran a 4.440. And I understand we can be tricked into that. Isaiah Pacheco ran a really fast 40, but he doesn't play like a guy who ran a fast 40. I went back through. Quinshon Judkins, in my opinion, plays fast. He is both bigger bodied and speed. So it feels like I'm not losing anything in that. And out of all the running backs that I was doing some of the research on, I think he's a good vision guy too, which I feel like is one of the missing elements from Pacheco, not from Kareem Hunt, but Hunt's talent can't allow his vision to take hold the same way. And so like, if you tell me right now in the second round, they're in that late second round pick and they say Quinshon Judkins, I'm in.
Yeah, he's another guy.
I think he might go earlier than that, but I'm in.
He's another guy that's probably in the same range as Dylan Sampson, though.
Yeah.
Second round, could be as late as third round. At least that's where most of the projections have. So those are two names that we've mentioned over the last couple of weeks, but we're on a different page. I wouldn't be upset if they drafted Judkins, let me be clear, but not doesn't stand out as much to me as Dylan Sampson. What about you, Drew? Do you have one? And we'll get some of your texts. I see a few names coming in.
I'm going to stick with Ohio State, but I'm not going to say Quinshon Judkins. I'm going to say Trevion Henderson.
The other Ohio State running back?
And part of the reason why is pass protection. He's maybe the best pass pro back in the entire class. He's got very high regards, or held in high regards with that, and obviously with Patrick Mahomes, pass pro. He can fill immediately a Jerick McKinnon-like role, third down back, immediately plug-and-play guy. He can catch out of the backfield. It was very effective at Ohio State, but also pass pro-wise, being able to have that extra guy that is very experienced to help protect the back of Patrick Mahomes, along with all the other things that he brings to the table, which is part of why, you know, Judkins and him made such a dynamic punch, is Quinshon would come in on the first or second down, and then Trevion would be that guy in the third down. He's capable of being a full three down back, but I think pass protection, to me, just the way that the Chiefs do things, it makes sense for them to have a running back that is very good in that category of things that they don't have to worry about.
There are a lot of good choices, I'll say, but there's I don't know that there's a lot of top end speed. Part of the trouble I was having here is I didn't see the guy who's just the Chris. I was looking for like Chris Johnson. I was going through like every running back. Yeah. I'm like, who's the guy who like pretty much ran a 4.25? And I was having a hard time there.
Yeah, like Dylan Sampson did not run a 40 at the combine. I don't know what he did at his pro day, but he did not run a 40 at the combine. And someone says, hey, Sampson's too short. I don't want another 5'8 running back. Look, he's not going to be an every down back. That's not what most of these guys are going to be. Look at what Jerick McKinnon brought to this offense as a third down.
Yeah, he did a lot.
You know, one, he was a really good pass protector, and Dylan Sampson is by no means that. I'm not going to claim that. But if your argument is like, hey, he's 5'8", he's not going to hold up or whatever, he's too small, I don't care the size if the guy's going to be explosive out of the backfield as a compliment to Isaiah Pacheco. That's how I envision
viewing them together.
Dylan Sampson. Like, you guys tell me if I'm wrong on your two picks. I don't think either one of your guys is coming in and being a three down back either.
I don't think there are very many running backs in the league that
Derrick
do that
Henry,
anymore.
And Saquon are about it.
I mean, Quinshon Judkins probably has the best chance to do that out of the three
given
guys
size.
We listed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just based on like size and speed and ability. But like year one, I'm not anticipating that out of him. But I do want a running back who, if he touches the ball, there is a chance he'll run 60 yards.
Yeah.
Like they just straight up don't have that. They haven't had that in a long time. Probably since maybe year one of Clyde. Because he had some of that. I don't know. I don't know if it's been since like Jamal Charles. It feels like it's been forever since they had the like home run back. That's why I told you I kept going back to Bucky Irving or Devin Achan and like some of that style. Those guys are not, for the most part, every down backs. Devin Achan doesn't take every snap for the Miami Dolphins. He does in some games when they're just riding the hot hand. But sometimes he was just getting his 12 carries and then like one of them was for 60 yards.
I know you with Dylan Sampson, you mentioned Brian Westbrook, Trevon Henderson's comp, Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Well,
a guy that has that home run speed, but is very good out of the backfield. I just think the way that Andy does things on offense, it fits to have a guy that is capable of being just as effective, whether it's blocking or receiving the ball out of the backfield.
That's the one question.
A dynamic guy.
About Sampson and I can't remember if it was Judkins. We know if you want to be on the field on third down, you got to be able to pass protect. Mm-hmm. And that would be a question mark on Sampson. I think that's also a little bit of a question mark on Trevion Henderson as well.
I see some of the names over there. People obviously mentioned the local. I looked at Giddens. I looked at Devin Neal. I didn't want to like ignore those. I got close to kind of talking myself into Giddens a little bit, but some of the speed comps, they compare one site directly called him Isaiah Pacheco. They were just like, this is Isaiah Pacheco. And I was like, I don't know if that's a direct comp or if that's the way it plays. And, you know, as you like, that was kind of an off put sign for me. Like Judkins comp from Lance Erline was Joe Mixon, which I thought, yeah, sure. I wouldn't mind that. Certainly.
That's a good one.
But I looked at Devin Neal.
I'm surprised that wasn't your guy then. Wasn't your guy because of the comp to Mixon.
I think Devin Neal fits a little bit better than Giddens in the offense. If we're talking about specifically the local guys, I was tempted by Hampton. It's just like, I was doing cost benefit on like where I think he's going to go.
Yeah, I'm not claiming Dylan Sampson is the best running back in the class. You're not claiming Junkins. We're just saying like, hey, realistic options that we
Fitch,
all like.
Draft where they're going to go.
Sampson's in that bubble of Henderson and Judkins. You know, he's in the, because it's Jenty, Hampton, and then there's a pool of some other guys, and he's in that second tier with some of those others. A
few other names, 913-586-7965, then we'll move on. Someone mentioned the Tooten guy or whatever from Virginia
Looked
Tech.
Looked at him, too, trying to talk myself into him, and I couldn't swing it.
Yeah.
Too big, or I don't know.
People like the speed, right? If they see 4.340 and they get excited, and understandably so. Also, Caleb Johnson at Iowa. We briefly, I think, had him pop up on a mock draft once. We talked about him, and
you guys vehemently said no to Caleb Johnson.
Yeah,
it was the workload.
I was not interested.
He led the Big Ten in rushing, didn't he?
Yeah.
He also ran a 4.540, I think is what it was.
Not the explosiveness that we were looking for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.